Regina. It was a solemn occasion at Government House in Regina Saturday, as the province of Saskatchewan formally proclaimed King Charles III as their sovereign. The accession proclamation ceremony was attended by Premier Scott Moe, Lieutenant Gov. Russ Morasty and other dignitaries including members of the Executive Council. It was one of a number of accession activities that took place that day around the Commonwealth. Earlier that day, the new king was proclaimed by the Accession Council in London. In Canada, Governor Gen. Mary Simon presided over a meeting of the King's Privy Council for Canada, whereby the accession was proclaimed. That would be followed by accession ceremonies including in Saskatchewan. During the ceremony, Premier Moe formally advised Lieutenant Governor Morasty, as His Majesty's representative in the province, to issue a statement under the Great Seal of the Province of Saskatchewan announcing the death of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and the accession of His Majesty King Charles III. Morasty then signed the proclamation document, and the gathering stood to sing God Save the King. It was followed up by a toast to the new king. For those taking part in and organizing the ceremony, it was very much a new experience. Most everyone in the room hadn't been born when Queen Elizabeth II was proclaimed in 1952. But it was nevertheless a seamless transition from one monarch to another. Number one, it's historic, Morasty said to reporters. It's significant because it's a demonstration of the continuity of our constitutional monarchy, but under a king. So, I think that's the important aspect of maintaining that. It was also about coming to terms with the passing of our queen. Until we go through these processes, you really start to realize that, yes, it's an end of an era and we move on to a new sovereign. The fact it had been so long since the last time a new sovereign took over, makes it significant as well, said Morasty. For me as well, as a queen's representative but now a king's representative, it doesn't change what I do but it changes who I represent. For Morasty, it marks a significant milestone. He goes down in history as the last Saskatchewan Lieutenant Governor to serve under Queen Elizabeth II, and the first to serve under King Charles III. The ceremony wraps up a difficult several days for the province of Saskatchewan, following the tragic mass killings at James Smith Cree Nation and at Weldon. Premier Moe noted flags were already at half-staff because of that tragedy. Certainly, a difficult week for Saskatchewan residents, but Saskatchewan residents, families and communities are strong. You don't obviously get over things like this but you lean on one another to find your way through this. In fact, one of the last acts of Queen Elizabeth II before her passing was a statement to James Smith Cree Nation, expressing condolences to those affected by the tragedy. What this day and period of mourning was about, Moe said, was for people in Saskatchewan and around the world to remember a queen that was very relatable for 7 decades of service. The second thing she will be remembered for is not only the term, the length of her service, but the dignity in which she served and the dedication she had each and every day right up to and including the last couple of days of your life. Nobody has had a better mentor than now King Charles III and first trust he will serve with the same degree of dedication. At this point, it's still unclear whether there will be any Saskatchewan representation at the Queen's funeral. The indication is they will await further instructions on what the protocol will be. Following the period of mourning, it has been speculated that King Charles III might decide to do a royal tour of Canada to meet his new subjects. Nothing is confirmed as of yet. Premier Moe said, "Our doors, our invitation is always open for members of the royal family to visit." For the day of the proclamation, flags at all Government of Saskatchewan buildings have been hoisted to full mast for the day. They will then return to half-mast until the day of the memorial service.